Hello everyone, this is the day that the Lord has made. I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord had placed on my heart a message about forgiveness, and I wanted to share that with you. We talk about reconciliation all the time, and sometimes people ask, well, I can't forget, but I want to forgive, but I can't forget. So that means I haven't forgiven. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. First of all, the scripture comes from Matthew 7, verses 1 through 5. Or you can go to Luke chapter 36 or 37. I think it's in the gospel according to Luke, I should just say that, because I'm not quite sure exactly of the scripture where it's found, but it is in Luke. But if you go to Matthew 7 verses 1 through 5, this is what you'll find. And this is what Jesus says. Don't judge others, and God won't judge you. Don't be hard on others, and God won't be hard on you. Forgive others, and God will forgive you. If you give to others, you will be given a full amount in return. It will be packed down, shaken together, and spilling over into your lap. The way you treat others is the way you will be treated. Well, the thing that I want to say about this scripture is that hurt people hurt people. Don't pick on people, jump on others' failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can be a boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a lot easier. See, to forgive and forget means to forgive. Yes, we can do that. It's to forget that we have the problem. We think that it means to be out of our consciousness. What it really means when we say forget is that the triggers are gone and you have to move on, and you're able to move on. To talk about it at this point is to give just testimony of how the Lord got you over. You are no longer held hostage to its corruption, and your senses aren't rattled. In fact, your senses and your body systems have been released from its stronghold. That is the meaning of forgive and forget. You walked away in Jesus' redemption, Jesus' restoration, Jesus' restitution, Jesus' reconciliation. When this happens to you, when you're able to do all of that, you are no longer judging others, you are no longer being hard on others, and you can now truly forgive, even if it's yourself. It truly means that it is finished, it is done, and it is over. So that is my message to you today as you look at reconciliation, not only for others, but also for yourself. Be blessed and stay encouraged. In Ogunifalowa, to God be the glory.